Namaskar, konnichiwa, привет, hola, and greetings. This is Ash, your host, welcoming everyone back to Show 6 of Pod Pudding, the podcast that's truly rocking the bandwidth. We've got a great blend of music lined up for your ears today, and as we get into the entertainment, I'd like to mention that the show is in honor of someone we all here at Pod Pudding have admired and respected. More on that later in the show. As for our first act, who better to introduce it than a member of that very band? So go ahead, man, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Hey, this is Sean from Reaxis. We're a rock band from Boston, trying to make it in this cold, cold business. We formed in 2003. Since then, we've played over 200 shows and driven around a lot and played a lot of dive bars, and hopefully we'll see you at one of our gigs. You can check us out at myspace.com/Reaxis, R-E-A-X-I-S, or you can just listen to us here on Pod Pudding.
All right, Sean, well, thanks a lot for that intro. Here we go with Reaxis and Morningstar.
Yeah, go ahead.
Very cool. That's Reaxis with Morningstar. They're certainly skilled at being songsmiths, as I like to call it. And I also like that they employ really clever lyrics. Next from Reaxis is a song that takes a different approach. It's heavier, but nonetheless, it doesn't lose any musical appeal. Here's Finer Anarchy.
Some caught in a lie. Some caught in a lie. Well, I could change, I could change. I could take anything.
Wow, I love that ending. As you listen to Reaxis, you'll notice that they've got a bit of a grit about them. It's a really raw sound, but that's not to say that it's unmusical in any way. It's quite the opposite, in fact. They retain a very musical approach while seducing the listener with that raw energy. It's not easy to have that combination, but these guys do it well. We'll get back to Reaxis later in the show. Before we move on to our next artist, I'd like to take a moment to tell our listeners about another great podcast. It's called Dark Horse Radio, and you can hear it at darkhorseradio.co.uk. It's a wonderful weekly show featuring unsigned acts, mostly from the UK. And a very special hello goes out to Joe Dunn of Vanity Promotions. That's the management team of the band Golden Vanity, a group we've featured here on Pod Pudding. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce you to a great friend and former bandmate of mine, back from the days when we used to play in a band called The Way. Our regular listeners will recall that we've played a song from that band in a previous show. Since playing bass for The Way, Raven has turned his songcrafting skills to Native American compositions. Currently, he's in Europe promoting his upcoming album, due for release later this year, but in the meantime, he's exclusively given Pod Pudding some songs which are actually still in pre-mastering stage, so our listeners get a great treat. It's not often that an artist is willing to let out songs before they've gone through the mastering stage, and for this, I'd personally like to thank Raven. Here he is with a song called Tribe After Tribe. Wow, what a creative blend of native sounds and rock. I wish popular radio would play more songs like that. You can actually feel yourself going through the journey that Raven lays out for the listener. It's a storytelling without any words, spirituality without any boundaries, and music that certainly defies any kind of categorization. Do visit Raven at his site. It's www.ravenfx.com. That's ravenfx.com. Shoot him an email at raven@ravenfx.com and let him know what you think about his song on Pod Pudding. Although we have a couple of more songs of Raven, we're going to hold back on playing them until a future show when we can feature them along with an interview with him. So fans of independent music, keep listening to Pod Pudding for that one. Taking a moment here, I'd like to address the issue of bands wanting to be showcased on Pod Pudding. We're always happy to include you in our shows, but please, send us MP3s and a bio, not just a link to your website as some bands have done. We do the work to produce the shows, so you must do the work of sending us your music in MP3 form, not just a link. It's only fair. Having said that, you can find more information about what to send us and how to do it on our website at www.freewebs.com/podpudding. That's freewebs.com/podpudding. And our email address is podpudding@gmail.com. Turning our attention back to Reaxis, here they are with Silhouette Me. Alright, that was another great track by Reaxis called Silhouette Me. Make sure you check them out at www.myspace.com/reaxis. That is spelled R-E-A-X-I-S. And while you're there, drop them a line and let them know you heard them on The Pod Pudding Show. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, here we are at the close of another podcast. In the start of the show, I had mentioned that today we honor someone special. Well, that someone is Billy Preston, who yesterday died at the age of 59. As many of you are well aware, Billy was one of the greatest keyboardists to ever hit the music scene. His playing was featured on the music of the greats such as the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Ray Charles, just to name a few. Aside from being a wizard at the keys, Billy was also a much sought-after songwriter. Mr. Preston, we salute you. Goodbye.